everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 89, The Weight of Expectations, releasing who you think you should be. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the space where we unravel everything we're taught to be so we can remember who we actually are. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into something most of us carry without realizing it, the weight of who we think we're supposed to be. It's easy to imagine that highest version of yourself, the one who's finally made it, who's grounded, fulfilled, at peace, living the life you've been building. You can see the job, the freedom, the alignment. You can almost feel what it's like to be that person. But what if the image that motivates you is also the thing keeping you from actually becoming it? Because when we attach our identity to how it's supposed to look, we close ourselves off from how it's meant to unfold. We start performing a version of ourselves that only exists in our imagination. And here's the paradox. You need the vision to guide you, but you also have to be willing to let it go. Because even when we picture the highest point, our own version of success or peace, it still doesn't come close to what it truly feels like. Our minds create the outline, but the energy we're tapping into lives beyond that outline. It exists outside that realm, outside what we can see, beyond what we can predict or control. There are possibilities already forming around us that we can't yet perceive, and that's the mystery of alignment. It's not about controlling every step of the path, it's about trusting what we can't see yet. Because the version of you that's meant to thrive might not look the way you once imagined, and that's not failure, that's expansion. Before we dive deeper, I just want to pause and say, we've been gaining so many new listeners these past couple weeks, like it's honestly insane. And I just want to take the time to welcome you all into this space. And if this is your first time hearing these kinds of conversations, my advice is to start with your why. Because all of this work, the reflection, the release, the growth, becomes so much easier when you understand why you're doing it in the first place. You can download my free Start With Why Clarity Guide at metanoiamadness.com. It'll help you uncover the deeper reason behind your patterns and choices so that when something resonates here, you'll understand why it hits you the way it does. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter so you can stay connected to the blog posts, reflections, and everything happening inside the Metanoia Madness community. If you're ready, let's dive in. The word should might be one of the heaviest words in our vocabulary. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds small. It sounds harmless. But if you listen closely, it's the word that builds the quietest prisons. I should be further by now. I should be happier. I should know what I'm doing. I should have it all together. Those words echo in the back of your mind until they start to feel like the truth. And before you know it, you're measuring your life against an invisible ruler that you didn't even choose. Should is sneaky like that. It makes you believe that peace only comes after perfection, that rest only comes after achievement, that worthiness only exists after approval. But here's the truth. Should is never really about truth. It's about pressure. It's about control. It's about the parts of you that learned somewhere along the way that love and belonging had to be earned through performance. We start carrying these expectations so early, from parents who wanted the best for us, teachers who praised achievement, friends who admired resilience, and even the world around us, which celebrates the image of success louder than the essence of it. So we learn to live for applause, for validation, for check marks. We learn to mistake momentum for meaning. And the longer we chase the image, the heavier the shoulds become. They turn into this quiet voice that says, if I just do more, I'll finally feel enough. But the truth is, doing more has never been the thing that makes us enough. It's being here, present, real, and honest about what actually matters. Sometimes should doesn't even sound like a demand. It sounds like self-discipline. It sounds like responsibility. It sounds like maturity. But running underneath, it's often fear. Fear of disappointing someone. Fear of wasting potential. Fear of being misunderstood. That's the real weight of expectation. Not the tasks or the titles themselves, but the energy it takes to maintain an image that doesn't feel like home anymore. Because should is rooted in the past. It's built on who you were, who you were told to be, and who you thought you needed to become to feel safe in the world. But growth asks for something different. It asks for honesty. It asks for surrender. It asks for the courage to look at reflection and say, I don't have to keep performing for a life that doesn't fit me anymore. And that moment, the moment you admit you're tired of pretending, that's the beginning of freedom. Because the truth is, there's no peace in chasing expectations that were never yours. There's only exhaustion. And most of the time, it's not that you're lazy or unmotivated. You're just running on energy that was never meant to sustain you. I've learned that when life starts to feel heavy, when the spark goes out, it's usually not because something's wrong with you. It's because you're living from should instead of truth. You've been carrying the weight of an identity that maybe once kept you safe, but no longer serves where you're going. And the moment you release it, the moment you stop trying to prove, perform, or please, you start to notice something subtle. Peace begins to feel possible again. And that's what we're really doing in this season of life. Shedding all the layers of should until what's left is honest and alive. Because you were never meant to earn your alignment. You were meant to remember it. Every expectation has an origin story. And most of them don't begin with ambition. They begin with love. Somewhere along the way, we learned that approval meant safety. That being good, being strong, being dependable was the currency for belonging. So we built versions of ourselves around what we thought would keep us loved. We became the achiever, the fixer, the peacemaker, the one who always has it all together. And at first, those roles worked. They protected us. They helped us feel in control in a world that often wasn't. But the problem is, what begins as protection can slowly become a prison. Because when love is tied to performance, you start mistaking who you are for what you do. You start believing that your worth depends on whether you meet expectations, not whether you're being honest about what you need. And that belief runs deep. It hides in our work ethic. It shapes our relationships and even affects how we pray, how we create, how we show up for the parts of ourselves that feel uncertain. Some of these expectations were handed down like heirlooms. They weren't spoken outright, but they were felt. The look of disappointment when you didn't meet a standard, the silence that followed when you failed, the praise that only came when you achieved something visible. And over time, those little moments teach your nervous system something subtle. That love has conditions. That peace has to be earned. That rest comes after worthiness, not before it. So even as adults, we carry that same wiring. We set impossible standards for ourselves, and when we don't meet them, we don't just feel like we failed. We feel like we are a failure. But here's what I've learned. Most of our expectations weren't born from truth. They were born from fear. Fear of rejection, fear of being seen as lazy or unmotivated. Fear of being ordinary in a world that celebrates extremes. That's why even when we outgrow the people or environments that taught us those rules, we still hear their voices inside us. We still measure our lives against their approval. We still chase the feeling of being good enough, even though no one's keeping score anymore. It's a strange kind of loyalty to a version of ourselves that we once needed to survive. But at some point, survival starts to feel too small. You start to realize that staying in character means abandoning the parts of you that were trying to evolve. And that's where the unraveling begins. When you finally stop asking, what do you expect from me? And start asking, what do I expect from myself? Because that question, the honest one, always leads you back to truth. And truth doesn't pressure, it doesn't guilt, it doesn't threaten to take love away. It invites you to come home, to stop performing, to stop proving, to stop chasing the illusion of being enough, and start remembering that you already are. And when you start living from that space, from truth instead of should, life begins to rearrange itself around that authenticity. Opportunities start to align instead of forced. People start to feel like mirrors instead of tests. And your path starts to make sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's yours. One of the hardest parts about releasing expectation is realizing how much of our identity has built, is realizing how much of our identity was built around keeping others comfortable. We say we want to grow. We say we want to evolve, but deep down, part of us is terrified of who might stop loving us when we do. It's the part of you that asks quietly, if I stop being the strong one, will people still depend on me? If I stop saying yes to everything, will they still want me around? If I stop performing for love, will anyone still choose me? That fear runs deeper than most of us realize, because disappointment, whether it comes from others or from within, triggers the same response as rejection. It activates old wounds that whisper, if I let someone down, I'll lose my place in their world. So we keep playing roles that no longer fit, just to keep the peace. We shrink in rooms where truth might make others uncomfortable. We carry burdens that were never ours to hold because the idea of setting them down feels selfish. But here's what's rarely talked about. Disappointing people is inevitable. The more aligned you become, the more misaligned some dynamics start to feel. And that's not betrayal. It's growth. Every time you honor your truth, something that's out of alignment has to shift. Sometimes that means distance. Sometimes that means silence. And sometimes it means being misunderstood by people who loved a version of you that was always saying yes. But letting people down doesn't make you unkind. It makes you honest. And honesty is a form of love too. It just looks different from what people are used to. You're not here to live up to the story someone else wrote for you. You're here to write the one that's meant for you. And yes, it's uncomfortable at first, especially when you start to disappoint the people who taught you to never disappoint. But peace often begins where guilt used to live. And here's something else to remember. Disappointment doesn't just come from others. Sometimes it comes from within. We grieve the versions of ourselves that we've outgrown. We mourn the identities that once gave us structure. We feel shame for wanting more than what we settled for. But what if you could hold that disappointment without judging it? What if you could see it not as failure, but as evidence that you're changing? Because every evolution requires loss. Not the kind of loss that destroys you, but the kind that clears space for something real to take root. There will always be people who prefer the older version of you, the one who made their world easier to navigate. But you're not here to keep recycling a version of yourself just because it makes others more comfortable. You're here to tell the truth, even when your voice shakes. You're here to grow in public, even when people misunderstand it. You're here to live free, even if that freedom makes you harder to define. And maybe, just maybe, your courage to do that gives someone else permission to do the same. Because honesty is contagious. Authenticity is magnetic. And when you stop betraying yourself to keep others happy, you start teaching everyone around you what real love actually looks like. You know, at some point, awareness isn't enough. You can understand why you carry the expectations you do. You can trace them back to their origins, and you can forgive the people who taught you how to hold them. But freedom only begins when you're willing to set them down. Releasing the weight of who you think you should be isn't a single moment of clarity. It's a slow, steady unlearning. It's waking up one morning and realizing you don't want to fight yourself anymore. It's looking at the list of things you thought you needed to achieve and asking honestly, do I even want this anymore? Or do I just want to be seen as someone who does? Because sometimes, things that once motivated you are now the very things keeping you small. And letting go of them feels confusing, because it's not failure, but it feels like it. We're taught to hold on, to finish what we start, to keep proving, keep pushing, and keep climbing. But growth doesn't always mean addition. Sometimes it means subtraction. Letting go isn't about losing ambition, it's about releasing attachment. It's about loosening your grip on the story of who you think you need to be in order to feel complete. Because when you're constantly trying to live up to an image, you stop listening to your own rhythm. You start mistaking striving for alignment. You confuse movement for meaning. But peace doesn't come from the chase. It comes from surrender, from allowing life to surprise you instead of trying to manage every outcome. And the moment you let go, really let go, something incredible happens. You don't collapse, you expand. You start breathing differently. You start showing up differently. You start noticing that the things you used to chase begin to find their way back to you. But this time, without all the tension. That's what happens when you align with truth. You stop forcing things to fit. You stop negotiating with your intuition. You stop trying to earn what's already yours. Releasing the weight doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you start trusting. It means you stop trying to control the way your life unfolds and you begin paying attention to how it actually feels when it does. And I'll be honest, that kind of surrender can be terrifying because control feels safe, even when it's heavy. But if you can learn to sit in that space between endings and beginnings without reaching to fill it, you'll start to feel something you haven't felt in a long time. Relief. Not the kind that comes from escape, but the kind that comes from finally exhaling. Because freedom doesn't arrive with fireworks. It arrives quietly, in the space you create when you stop trying to be everything at once and start allowing yourself to simply be. The irony is, when you release the pressure to be perfect, you actually become more powerful. Not because you're doing more, but because you're no longer divided inside yourself. That's the real alignment. The peace that comes when your outer life finally matches your inner truth. When you start releasing the weight of expectation, you start meeting yourself again. Not the version that's chasing something. Not the version trying to live up to an image, but the one that existed before you learned how to perform. The one who was curious, open, unapologetically alive. It's strange at first, because we're used to defining ourselves by what we do. Our roles, our jobs, our relationships, our progress. So when all of that starts to loosen, there's a part of you that wonders, if I'm not chasing something, who am I? But underneath all that striving, there's always been this steady pulse. The part of you that never needed fixing, that was never lost. That's just been waiting for you to slow down long enough to hear it again. That's who you return to when you stop performing. That's who you uncover when you stop trying to be everything for everyone else. And what you find there isn't empty. It's full, full of potential, full of knowing, full of peace. Because when you strip away all the layers of should, what's left is truth. And truth doesn't need polishing. It just needs permission. Permission to exist without justification. Permission to change direction. Permission to be enough right now. And that's really what the journey of alignment is. A process of remembering, not reinventing. You don't need to become your higher self. You just need to stop abandoning the one that's already here. When you start trusting that, you realize you were never behind. You were just buried under versions of yourself that were trying to survive. And as you rise out of them, slowly, honestly, intentionally, you start to notice how much lighter everything feels. Your decisions, your relationships, even your breathing. Because authenticity has no weight. It doesn't pull you down. It brings you back into rhythm with life itself. You begin to see that you don't have to prove your worth anymore. You just have to remember it. And the moment you remember, the world starts reflecting it back to you in ways you couldn't have planned. And that's the beauty of this kind of work. You think you're losing control, but what you're actually losing is the illusion that control was ever keeping you safe. What replaces it is peace. Not the temporary kind that depends on everything going right, but the kind that comes from knowing you're right where you need to be. Becoming, unfolding, remembering. So if life feels heavy right now, if you feel torn between who you've been and who you're becoming, take that as proof that something real is happening. Growth rarely feels graceful in real time, but it's always leading you somewhere truer. You don't have to rush it. You don't have to earn it. You just have to keep coming home to who you really are. The truth is, you were never behind. You were never unworthy. You were just learning to tell the difference between who you thought you were supposed to be and who you actually are. And that's not failure. That's the whole point. The moment you stop chasing someone else's version of success, you start living from your own alignment. You begin to realize that peace was never hiding in the future. It's been waiting for you here, in the present, beneath the noise, beneath the pressure, beneath the weight. So before we close, I want to leave you with something to reflect on this week. Where in your life are you still trying to meet an expectation that no longer belongs to you? And what would it look like to release it? Not because you're giving up, but because you've finally outgrown it. Carry these affirmations with you throughout the week. I no longer perform for belonging. I am enough without proving. I trust the timing of my becoming. I release every expectation that keeps me from being here in the present. I am free to redefine success in a way that feels true to me. Let these words settle in your body. Let them soften the places that still feel tense when you think about who you should be. And if you feel a spark of clarity as you're listening right now, if something in you knows you're ready to start peeling back the layers, do it. And don't forget to download the Start With Why Clarity Guide. Because once you know your why, the rest of this work begins to feel lighter, clearer, and more natural. You can download it at metanoiamatters.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter to stay connected. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.